Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
So welcome to the Think Big podcast, Dan, with Dan and Qasim. And today we have Ayush. Ayush, will you please go ahead and let us know about what you do and what are your future plans?
So talking about me, I graduated from engineering in 2014. After that, I did around 3 to 4 years in tech industry. And then I started my first startup way back in 2017. From last 7 years, I have been building startups. So I have built 4 startups, 3 in bootstrap mode, 1 in a funded mode, across HR tech, ed tech, marketplaces, SaaS. Predominantly from last 3 months, I have been helping founders with community-led GTM strategies so that this is something where a new frontier of marketing lies ahead. So my future plans are certainly right now, as I closed on my last startup 3 months ago, I'm going with the flow and exploring new frontiers, exploring new territories and helping founders. Till now in last 3 months, I have interacted with more than 50 founders and advised them with certain GTM strategies, which I have uncovered because I have never invested a single penny into paid marketing for acquisition. And that is where I have understood the community-led people-first GTM strategies from last 6 to 7 years.
That's good, Ayush. So let me tell you about us. By the way, me and Daniel are running a company named South Lake Consulting, where we are giving services especially to the e-commerce field, where we provide end-to-end solutions. Most of our focus is towards all the customized solutions, where we are giving them opportunity to own each and everything for their whole e-commerce system. In fact, we are trying to remove the dependencies on different things and giving ownerships to the e-commerce businesses. So let's go ahead I have a question for you. Like in this tenure, you've worked with multiple founders. In fact, you worked on multiple systems, multiple setups. So do you have any favoritism about those setups, like any of them you have tendency towards any of them, like the one is the second one was best maybe? So any insights?
Okay, the best out of the four, you're asking that?
Maybe not the best, but what you like more, because there may be something can be best, but maybe you don't like that. So
the one thing that I liked the most was definitely my recent one, which I closed. It was the SaaS enabled marketplace for recruitment agencies, because recruitment agencies operate as a small shops in a linear business, and they have to have a certain number of closures every month to make some revenue. And that revenue is still dicey because 3 months of risk assurance is there. And everything depends upon the conversion rates, because demand and supply volatility is huge. Because from the client side, they can reject anyone at any point in time. From the candidate side, he can drop off at any moment without any assurance. So they are the most hit in this manner. However, since they operate as a small team, they are happy. Not that happy, but they are satisfied with whatever they are having, like 2-3 closures in a month. So what we thought of is ki, number one, recruitment agencies need to have a good infrastructure on their end. That is the way they are communicating with the candidates, because right now they have a very plain static vanilla website, most of the recruitment agencies. At least they should have a journey of the candidates with them. Number two, they also need to collaborate with each other, because everyone has a lot of demand mandates, but they have certain bandwidth to close certain positions. Why can't they collaborate with each other and close some positions, which is happening more in an offline manner? So we launched it within a span of 2 months. We launched it. We gave it to 50 agencies. I onboarded 50 agencies in 2 months through community-led efforts. But when it comes to monetization, I identified that the willingness to pay was very less because of the market turmoil right now, which is happening in the recruitment industry. Number two, it requires certain fuel for me to come to that level where I can solve this problem to an extent that I look for. So I really like that problem personally, because it was actually based on my own work before that, which was because I was also a training-led placement firm before it. So my own challenges were the same. But the main reason why I had to take a step back 3 months ago was because of the market conditions. And I thought that maybe it's not the right time to build a solution like this, because market runs by number of hiring which is happening. If that is reducing, that means your pie of the cake is automatically reducing.
That is awesome. So, well, go ahead.
Hey, Ayush. I would like to ask, you know, some business and personal, professional life questions, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's start with, okay, so what do you think, like, there are some favorite people in the industry that you follow in the business? Who do you look up to?
I normally look up to, it's like that there are certain people who have done certain things very great. So not everyone is a complete package. So first of all, so take a simple example. If you look at Steve Jobs and his successors, they all focus on innovation and the quality of the product and the way they are interacting with the customer. So that is where they are bringing that premiumness category and creating a new vertical in itself, in across wherever they jump. When you look at Bill Gates, they focus on building a mass adoptable solutions, which are available to multiple. And even if they know that Windows or any other products can be pirated, it's fine, because for them, it doesn't matter. What matters is the mass adoption, right? Take the case of Elon Musk. Now, he just looks at the things, think about a new solution and launch it. So every person has its own traits, if you look at it. And what I believe is, don't look at just one. Like, to take the case of Jeff Bezos. He has built companies after companies, which actually emerges from his own company.
Exactly.
And he is very good at building the leaderships, because he himself was not responsible to drive most of the innovations. It was the people who actually drive those innovations. So that is where you look at it. Take the case of Mark Zuckerberg. Every time he comes up with something new, he gets abashed by the people. And though he stands like a wall always and come up with something again new. So that is where you learn the resiliency, that no matter what happens, it's the last person who is standing which wins.
Okay. Nice. So as you mentioned about the quality and all those stuff, so what values are important to you when you think about the kind of business you want to build in your perspective?
So when you talk about, so there are two things. When we talk about achieving a certain vision, vision is something that may or may not link to financial outcome, because my vision can be eradicating poverty, which may not lead to any financial benefits to me, but creating a larger economic impact as a whole. My vision can be to enable every kid in the country to have a quality education, which may not necessarily demand a financial outcome from me. So my vision and my business alignment can be two different things on that aspect. And when I talk about evaluating business, I normally, based on my experience so far, because I have been there and done that, a lot of things, it totally depends upon three things which I have as a framework. Number one, willingness to pay in the market you are operating. Number two, volume of the market, how many people actually like in the market. Third is the scalability in the market. How much can you actually scale? So when you actually take these three things into consideration, you would know whether the business is fundamentally viable or not. Then you can take the second step and decide whether it's a profitable venture or not profitable venture.
Yeah, exactly. So Ayush, you know, as you know, like, there are always two sides of a coin. So, okay, the business is like your coin. Okay. So what is the most, you know, favorite part of your business, and what is your least part of your business, your least favorite part?
I have been a technical person for last 10 years. So I have been writing code for last 10 years. Even last year, when I talked about SaaS enabled marketplace, I wrote the code for it along with my teammates. I assisted my teammates. I told them that, okay, my 3 hours are for you. Give me whatever the hell you can give. You will find it done. My most important part, which I like it, which I'm doing now, which is GTM. When you operate in GTM and you think about GTM, it's more of a human psychological perspectives which needs to bring into the place, and which actually leads you to think on the ground, think out of the box. So personally, I like GTM most. That's where from last 3 months I have been helping founders and doing most of the GTM part.
Okay. As you mentioned, you have a very technical background from the very start and all. So basically, how did you get into this line of work? Like, why this
business? As I told you, your time teaches you everything. So my time taught me to do GTM. My time taught me to spend less and do more. My time taught me to attract as many customers as possible without spending too many dollars. So that is how I got fascinated about it. And that is how I thought that it's not just me. Everyone needs help. Take a case. I helped one of the companies. They were just investing into paid marketing. I helped them build a community. And they have a 700 people strong community now. They are getting business from the community.
Nice. Isn't something nice? By the way, we are also technical. I'm technical. I've been coding from last many years. I don't know how many years, but yeah, a lot of years. So will you please let me know what you were coding? What language you were coding on?
If you ask me about my coding background, so in college, I used to do C++. After college, I used to do Java. Then I started my first startup. So I built a mobile app for this. So I learned Android. And then I was also working in IoT parallelly, doing some projects because I was also in and out of office. So there I learned Golang. And then I built my next startup where we were a training marketplace platform. So I learned Python, Django, and React.js. In between, I also learned designing through prototyping.
Nice.
And then someone asked me to write a driver. So again, go back to C and wrote some drivers there. So for me, it's just, okay, I know the fundamentals. So if I can pick it. So last year, I have never worked on TypeScript, but I picked TypeScript and worked on it.
Because that is in now. Because that is very, yeah, very popular nowadays. So by the way, what you worked on in Golang?
It was an IoT-based application, which I built for the boards, IoT boards. So I have 6 years experience in building IoT applications. I also have a patent here. So
this is cool. This is cool. You know, finding a Golang developer is too much difficult.
And I have worked on it for 3 months and then now I have forgotten it.
In fact, this is always dependent on the initiative. If someone is willing to take an initiative, you know, what I learned from you, in fact, in every podcast, I always try to learn something from the others. And yesterday, I learned what is responsibility. Responsibility is the ability to respond. And today, the Jokono session, in fact, you... In your whole conversation, you gave me the point how you reached at this stage, how you reached at the stage of an entrepreneurship. In fact, you are more like leading something instead of holding something. You are not holding something. You've been founder of multiple startups, I can understand. So that's something, because you really don't want to hold something, you want to lead something. These things were in your instinct, in yourself from the very first day, because you were the one who was working on diverse things, who you have diverse experience. I can understand you have development experience, you have management experience, you have entrepreneurship experience, you have, you know, recruitment experience, like all different things in one person. So you were basically born leader. In fact, you were the one who is showing path to others. You worked on Android, you worked on C. Obviously, everybody, I think in the IT industry, everybody works on C and Java. But after this basic thing, you jumped on all the things. You didn't differentiate it. You never thought you should only work on React. You should only work on JavaScript. Like you worked on Golang, you worked on JavaScript, you worked on React and now TypeScript as well. So this is something that you have confidence to take an initiative. The one who can take the initiatives is always a successful person towards the entrepreneurship and towards finding the new horizons. So this is what, by the way, it gone too long. Sorry about that, but
yeah, this no, it's but completely fine. I totally believe that you need to have a detached attachment with whatever you are doing. Because then only you can look at it from 1,000 feet above the ground and see whether it is making sense or not. So take us since my last startup. I started building it in August. September development completed. October we launched. October to November onboarded 50 agencies. December operated, started monetization. January I closed it. So it was the entire cycle that I actually ran it in 5 months and tested the markets.
Yeah. So testing market again is something about the guts, and you know, sometimes people are rigid towards something. Like, I'm gonna start this, I'm gonna end with it. Why you are gonna end with it? You can find a lot of other things as well. So
yeah. I used to think about this when I closed my first startup, because I thought that maybe this is the end. But then I closed second one, then I closed third one, and now I know this. At the end, you have to start by thinking about closing it.
Yeah, obviously, this is not a thing like you are going to test something. Like, testing market is a wise decision, I believe. Exactly. So, yeah. Thanks, Ash. We really enjoyed talking to you. Let me know if you want to ask us anything, and we can help you in any regard. Do let us know, and we'll keep in touch.
Sure, definitely. We'll look forward to our conversation in the future as well. And thank you so much for connecting. And I hope this would be helpful to someone.
Yeah, indeed. So thanks for coming. Thanks, Ayush.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.